I'm Ruth Mead, and this is a daily thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. A few days ago, my husband Ralph and I were having morning devotions. We were reading in the Daily Bread about a woman in Western Africa whose three children were born with congenital cataracts. It was very difficult to manage them. The blindness was thought to be caused by witchcraft. A man from the village told her about Mercy Ships, a ministry that provides surgeries to honor Jesus' model of bringing hope and healing to the poor. After the surgery, the children woke up. They could see. God's story is always about bringing light to a dark place. I cried as I read this. Not only was I touched by the story, it reminded me of my husband Bill, who was born with very poor vision. It kept him from many opportunities. Later in life, he had a lawn care business. Somehow, spending a lot of time in the bright sunlight, he became legally blind. This was quite a blow to him. He was told by the doctors there was nothing they could do to help. He was not able to work or drive. One night at church, the pastor said, "I think we need to pray for Bill Hatch's eyes." He said a simple prayer and closed the service. 2 weeks later, Bill received a letter from his eye doctor that said he felt he could help him. Bill was discouraged and was afraid. Finally, he agreed to go see this doctor. He operated on one eye first. He could see clearly. A couple of weeks later, he did the other eye also. Again, he could see clearly. He did not even wear glasses for 15 years after this. What a miracle. But there is even a much worse kind of blindness, a spiritual blindness. John 12:44-50 says, "And Jesus cried out and said, Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in the darkness. If anyone hears my word and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The words I have spoken will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment, what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me." Jesus spoke these words to his disciples just before he washed their feet at the Last Supper. He was demonstrating to them to have love for one another and to serve others. Jesus said, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." He told Thomas to place his fingers here and see his hands. "Place your hand on my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Jesus told him, "You believe because you've seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." We may not see Jesus now, but one day we will see him face to face in all of his glory if we believe in him. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, cacma.org.